Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello, everybody. Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. Today I wanted to go over the move the Raiders made this week, and that was waiving cornerback D'Angelo Hall. And the media has been all over the Raiders again for just being a crumbling franchise, which you can't really deny looking at the facts. But I personally liked this move a lot for the Raiders. As a Raider fan, I've had the misfortune of watching every single game this season, and I can't convey to you, if you haven't watched the Oakland Raiders play this season, I cannot convey to you how bad D'Angelo Hall is at man-to-man coverage. Now, I can bring up a stat that might tell the story a little bit. In his 8 games in Oakland, Hall was beaten 40 times for 552 yards on 66 passes thrown his way. And that's according to data compiled by Stats LLC. Now, getting beat 40 times was ranked third worst in the NFL in catches allowed for a defensive player, and the 552 yards he gave up were the absolute league worst for a defensive player to give up. And those stats don't even tell the story. D'Angelo Hall played off coverage. And generally, if you're going to play off coverage, you want to play a yard or two off so that when the ball is thrown to the receiver, you can try and jump in and break it up, or jump in and make a tackle to try and break up the pass, or hopefully jump the route and get an interception. D'Angelo Hall was playing people literally 10 yards off. And there were so many times when the play was 3rd and 9, and the opposing wide receiver would just run to the first down marker, turn around, and D'Angelo Hall would be 5 yards behind him, and the quarterback would dump off for the easiest first down you could possibly imagine. Now, part of the problem was D'Angelo Hall being overrated, but the main problem was the fact that the Raiders play this man-to-man coverage, and D'Angelo Hall flourishes in zone coverage, and that's what he played in Atlanta. That's why he had so many interceptions and went to a couple Pro Bowls. But I'm still stunned for a guy of his caliber to be that bad at playing cover corner. When the Raiders got him this offseason, I, as a Raider fan, was extremely excited because I knew what Nnamdi Asamoah was capable of. I knew what a shutdown corner he was. I thought bringing in D'Angelo Hall was going to just lock up corners. And I thought it would give the Oakland Raiders an opportunity to put 8 or 9 in the box because they knew that the wide receivers on the outside would be covered. But that hasn't been the case, and D'Angelo Hall was a big failure. And I believe that Al Davis did the right thing. Al Davis looked at the product he had on the field and said, "This guy is not going to cut it. I don't want him here for the 7 years I signed him to. I made a mistake signing him in the first place. I want to get rid of him before his $16 million guaranteed sets in." Now, of course, his signing bonus already kicked in, so D'Angelo Hall, for his 8 games of terrible service with the Oakland Raiders, will get paid $8 million. But if the Raiders had waited through this season and had gone into next season with D'Angelo Hall on the roster, they would have had to pay him a guaranteed $16 million, even with injuries. He had that guaranteed in his contract. And if, of course, he stuck out the duration of his contract, he would have, in the end, got paid $70 million. So I like the move by Al Davis. Al Davis went out and got a guy that was supposed to be an excellent corner. He looked at him and said, "He is not what I expected him to be. I'm going to get rid of him before we're locked into this guy for the next half a decade." And so he did just that. He corrected his mistake and got rid of D'Angelo Hall. And he's the one that loses the $8 million out of his pockets. But what frustrates me about the move isn't losing D'Angelo Hall. Obviously, that I'm thrilled about. What frustrates me is how the players are responding, namely Nnamdi Asamoah, who I mentioned is the shutdown corner that Oakland has. Austin Mawai is upset about D'Angelo Hall being waived. Quote, "I'm obviously disappointed. I don't agree with what happened. I don't agree with what's going on. But I'm just a player, so I can't speak on it. I don't make the decisions. All I can do is play. But I don't agree with what happened at all. There's been some things that have been going on, some shakeups that I haven't agreed with," he continued. "Like I said, I'm not allowed to speak on it because we're just supposed to shut up and play, but you ask me if I agree with it, I don't agree with it." He was later asked if this move would discourage him from signing a long-term deal with the Oakland Raiders, and he declined to comment, which pretty much tells the story that it absolutely affects his desire to sign a long-term contract with Oakland. As if you need another reason not to sign a long-term contract with Oakland, one of the absolute worst-run franchises in the NFL. Now, Austin Mawai is exactly the type of player that needs to stay. He's the exact type of player that needs to be a building block for this team if they're ever going to get back to any resemblance of the playoff team they once were. He is one of three players that is irreplaceable on this team, in my opinion. The other two are Darren McFadden and Zach Miller. Darren McFadden just has all the makings of being an explosive back. He should be a superstar in the NFL. Zach Miller is a big play tight end. He makes every catch he needs to make. He always finds the open spot on the field. He can block. He's an outstanding tight end. Those three players need to stay in Oakland Raider jerseys if the Raiders are going to go anywhere over the next 3 to 5 years. Now, obviously, I'd like to add Jamarcus Russell to that list. I still think he's got a ton of potential. I haven't really been that disappointed with the way he's played this season. I think he's done pretty well considering the fact that he has no wide receivers. And McFadden has been injured. Fargus has been injured. The running game hasn't been as good as it can be. I think he's done well under the circumstances. But I don't put him in that category of absolutely irreplaceable. And Austin Mawai is that. Austin Mawai is one of the absolute best cover corners in the NFL. He completely takes the opponent's number one wide receiver out of the game. Completely. Quarterbacks don't even look in his direction because they are aware of the fact that their man just isn't going to be open. He hasn't even seen 12 balls thrown his way in the 8 games that D'Angelo Hall saw 66 balls thrown his way for 40 catches and 552 yards. But this is the problem with the Raiders. No matter what they do, no matter what move Al Davis makes, he loses his players. And countless Oakland Raiders, after leaving, have stated how terrible of a place Oakland is to play. Warren Sapp is a great example of somebody who, as soon as he was retired, did not hold back on what a miserable experience it was in Oakland. Jerry Porter didn't hold back on what a miserable experience it was in Oakland. It's no secret that playing under Al Davis is not a pleasurable experience. But what can Davis do at this point? His reputation is so bad, and I'm not saying it's not deserved because he's done a lot of sleazy things, but his reputation is so bad and the team's reputation is so bad that nobody wants to play for this team. So what do? You go out and overpay players that aren't the answer, that don't fit in correctly. It's such an interesting situation in Oakland because you look around the NFL right now and you see so many teams. The Atlanta Falcons, for example. Last year, this was a team that was miserable. This was a team that was pathetic. Their coach quit on them in the middle of the year. They were getting stomped on by everybody. It was blatantly obvious that this team was going nowhere for a long time. And what do you know? They go get Matt Ryan in the draft, and this year, all of a sudden, they're already a legitimate playoff contender in a one-year turnaround. Miami Dolphins last year had one win, a single win against Baltimore, 1-15. Parcells comes in, they make some changes, now they're a legitimate contender in the AFC East. And you look at the Raiders, and there are a lot of pieces in place on defense. I still say Jamarcus Russell can be a very good quarterback. Darren McFadden is going to be a very good running back. Zach Miller's a great tight end. This team has a lot of pieces in place that they can build around. But is it even possible with Al Davis at the helm? It'll be very interesting to see what the Raiders do in the upcoming draft. They should have a high pick. They might be able to trade it down to address some of these problems. They might find a player that fits and helps the team out of the rut they're in. Or they might just continue to flounder. But love them or hate them, I think the Oakland Raiders make for a very interesting story. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up. As always, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com or just leave a comment here on the page if you want to comment on this story or if you have any questions or comments about anything else. Thank you for listening. That's my dime, because 2 cents just isn't enough.